Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha, everyone. This is Timothy. Welcome to the wonders of loving our children and ourselves unconditionally. In this moment, focus at your heart. Take a deep breath in and fill yourself with the unconditional love that you are. Thank you for being here, for being a vital part of our global conscious parenting community. Thank you for being a conscious parent. In commenting on what it's like to be a parent, author Nicholas Sparks said, "It's one of the hardest things you'll ever do, but in exchange, it teaches you the meaning of unconditional love. Being a parent is one of the hardest, most rewarding things you can do. Being a conscious parent is even more challenging and also far more rewarding. You might liken it to getting a doctorate in a subject you never studied before." The great meditation master Baba Muktananda said, "This world is nothing but a school of love. Our relationships with our husband or wife, with our children and parents, with our friends and relatives are the university in which we are meant to learn what love and devotion truly are. In my experience, the curriculum of this university includes surrendering preconceived notions, beliefs, ideas, thoughts, and habitual reactions to being present in each moment and responding to that moment with unconditional love. This requires patience, practice or self-effort, and grace." Neil Maxwell says, "Patience is a willingness, in a sense, to watch the unfolding purposes of God with a sense of wonder and awe, rather than pacing up and down within the cell of our circumstance. Unconditional love is pausing a moment, in each moment, to watch the unfolding purposes of God with a sense of wonder and awe. Being able to do that during those challenging moments that trigger something other than wonder and awe requires practice." Olympian Jesse Owens said, "We all have dreams, but in order to make dreams come into reality, it takes an awful lot of determination, dedication, self-discipline, and effort." Whether our dream is to be a gold medal winning Olympic athlete or a conscious, unconditionally loving parent, realizing it does take a lot of determination, dedication, self-discipline, and effort. The greater our effort, the greater amount of energy we have to accomplish our dreams. The greater our effort, the more we open ourselves to God's ever-present grace. Someone once likened accomplishing things to the flight of an eagle, where one of the eagle's wings is self-effort and the other wing is grace. Swami Kriyananda, a direct disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda, said, "How often people ask God for his blessings, but what a rare few stop to consider the part they themselves play in attracting those blessings. Grace is like the sunlight on the side of a building, shining impersonally. God has no favorites. He loves all equally. If those who live in a building want to receive the sunlight, they must keep the curtains of their windows open. It is we ourselves who keep out the sun of divine grace by closing our mental curtains. God's grace flows constantly in our lives. He is always with us. If we would receive that grace, however, we must open ourselves to it. It is our hearts, especially, that must be held open by love and calmness and a willing spirit. Thank you for holding your heart open to grace, for your patience, and for your daily practice and self-effort in being the most conscious, unconditionally loving parent you can be. Thank you for holding your heart open to grace, for your patience, and for your daily practice and self-effort in being the most conscious, unconditionally loving parent you can be. Thank yourself. Acknowledge yourself for arising each morning and climbing Mount Everest as a conscious parent. Thank yourself. Acknowledge yourself for embracing and responding to your children with unconditional love at all times, for selflessly shining like the sun, even when dark storm clouds temporarily appear in your lives. The great actress Katharine Hepburn once said, "Love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give, which is everything." Thank yourself. Acknowledge yourself for selflessly putting your heart and soul into the most challenging, most rewarding service on earth, consciously raising your children with unconditional love. Wrap your arms around yourself and enjoy an unconditional love hug. Hafiz of Shiraz said, "Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, 'You owe me.' Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. Unconditionally loving your children lights up something even greater than the whole sky. It lights up the hearts and souls of your children, hearts and souls glowing with unconditional love and acceptance that will light other hearts and souls. When children experience unconditional love, when they are treated as the blessing they are, free of expectations and desires of others, they too will treat others with unconditional love." George W. Bush said, "The greatest gift a parent can give a child is unconditional love. As a child wanders and strays, finding his bearings, he needs a sense of absolute love from a parent." Unconditional love, love without condition. What is this unconditional love? First, let's explore this in ways we can relate to as conscious parents. Later in the program, we'll explore it through stories and activities that will help your children understand, experience, and embody unconditional love. You know, the ways to respond in unconditional love are as infinite as the constantly unfolding events of all our lives. They are beyond the constraints of definition. The unconditional love you offer to your children, who you are guiding and protecting, may look totally different than the unconditional love offered to others. I offer this poem by Sandy Stevenson titled "Unconditional Love, Love Without Condition," as guidance in formulating what unconditional love is for you. I love you as you are, as you seek to find your own special way to relate to the world. I honor your choices to learn in the way you feel is right for you. I know it is important that you are the person you want to be and not someone that I or others think you should be. I realize that I cannot know what is best for you, although perhaps sometimes I think I do. I have not been where you have been, viewing life from the angle you have. I do not know what you have chosen to learn, how you have chosen to learn it, with whom or in what time period. I have not walked life looking through your eyes, so how can I know what you need? I allow you to be in the world without a thought or word of judgment from me about the deeds you undertake. I see no error in the things you say or do. In this place where I am, I see that there are many ways to perceive and experience the different facets of our world. I allow, without reservation, the choices you make in each moment. I make no judgment of this, for if I would deny your right to your evolution, then I would deny that right for myself and all others. To those who would choose a way I cannot walk, whilst I may not choose to add my power and my energy to this way, I will never deny you the gift of love that God has bestowed within me for all creation. As I love you, so I shall be loved. As I sow, so shall I reap. I allow you the universal right of free will to walk your own path, creating steps, or to sit a while, if that is what is right for you. I will make no judgment that these steps are large or small, nor light or heavy, or that they lead up or down, for this is just my viewpoint. I may see you do nothing and judge it to be unworthy, and yet it may be that you bring great healing as you stand blessed by the light of God. I cannot always see the higher picture of divine order. For it is the inalienable right of all life to choose their own evolution. And with great love, I acknowledge your right to determine your future. In humility, I bow to the realization that the way I see is best for me does not have to mean it is also right for you. I know that you are led as I am, following the inner excitement to know your own path. I know that the many races, religions, customs, nationalities, and beliefs within our world bring us great richness and allow us the benefit and teaching of such diverseness. I know we each learn in our own unique way in order to bring that love and wisdom back to the whole. I know that if there were only one way to do something, there would only need be one person. I will not only love you if you behave in a way I think you should, or believe in those things I believe in. I understand you are truly my brother and my sister, though you may have been born in a different place and believe in another God than I. The love I feel is for all of God's world. I know that every living thing is a part of God, and I feel a love deep within for every person, animal, tree and flower, every bird, river and ocean, and for all the creatures in all the world. When we return from our first pause in a few minutes, we'll look at how we can further nurture, become, and offer unconditional love to ourselves and our children.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to the wonder of unconditionally loving our children and ourselves. Before the pause, we were enjoying a poem, Unconditional Love, Loving Without Conditions. The last line, the love I feel is for all of God's world. I know that every living thing is a part of God, and I feel a love deep within for every person, animal, tree and flower, every bird, river and ocean, and for all the creatures in all the world. Feeling unconditional love for God's entire world in each moment is our natural state. Baba Muktananda says, "It is not surprising that we keep looking for love because we are all born of love. We come out of love. All of us are nothing but vibrations of love. We are sustained by love, and in the end, we merge back into love. The love that pulses in the cave of the heart does not depend on anything outside. It does not expect anything. It is completely independent. The love of the self is selfless and unconditional. It is not relative. It is completely free. It is self-generated, and it never dies. This kind of love knows no distinction between high and low, between man and woman. Just as the earth remains the same no matter who comes and goes on it, so true love remains unchanging and independent. Love penetrates your entire being. Love is consciousness. Love is bliss. It does not exist for the sake of something else. It is supremely free. The path of inner love leads a lover to God. As a person walks on this inner path of love, he not only attains love, but merges in the ocean of love. If you want to experience love, you have to start by loving yourself. First, you have to love your body, then those who are related to your body, and then the master of the body, the inner self. The truth is that God has no physical body. The only body he has is the body of love. Baba says if you want to experience unconditional love, you have to start by loving your body, your family, and your inner self. In prior programs, we've shared ways of loving our bodies, eating organic, pesticide-free foods, drinking pure, filtered water, and not drinking excessive stimulants like sodas, coffee, and alcohol, including wine. Using meditation, yoga, tai chi, martial arts, dance, and other creative outlets to experience constant heights of bliss instead of using temporary fixes and riding a roller coaster of ups and downs. Exercising moderately and regularly. Getting sunshine at hours when it is safe. Laughing. Loving your bodies by putting love and smiles in every cell, every organ, every system. Using affirmations to shift our bodies into healthy states of being, giving our bodies adequate rest and sleep, and giving our eyes, ears, brains, and nervous systems a rest from electronic stimulation and violence. Steve Maraboli asks us, how would your life be different if you were conscious about the food you ate, the people you surround yourself with, and the media you watch, listen to, or read? Let today be the day you pay attention to what you feed your mind, your body, and your life. Create a nourishing environment conducive to your growth and well-being today. We've also shared ways of loving our children in prior programs, taking time to be with them and really listening to and acknowledging their feelings, opening our hearts to the unique gifts they have, seeing them as divine gods and goddesses, being a conscious role model, honoring and helping them develop their wills, laughing with them, accepting changes with ease and receptivity, stimulating their imaginations, responding instead of reacting, slowing down our speech and speaking from our hearts, knowing and honoring the many different fears and stressors our children face, helping them create a safe place in the home and in their minds, teaching them to breathe and relax their bodies, and teaching them how to command their soul power. Now let's look at loving our inner self and teaching our children to love their inner selves as well as others. This would be a wonderful time to invite your children to join us and have access to a mirror. If they cannot participate now, please share this with them at your convenience by downloading the recording from the Conscious Parenting Archives at OM Times Radio. So now, either standing in front of a large mirror or holding a small mirror in front of you, gaze into the mirror. And if you don't have a mirror now, do this on the recording. Be with us now. Do this without the mirror. Mirror gazing, like this, is one of the most profound revealing, and life-transforming practices I've ever done. It allows you to feel and see your inner self, God within, your own magnificence. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see your face? Are you smiling? Look at the beauty of your unique face. It's the only one in the world that looks just like that. Smile at yourself. Show yourself how much you love looking at your beautiful face. Your face is a unique expression of God's face. Say to yourself, that is the face of God. That is the face of God. My face is the face of God. My face is the face of God. My face is beautiful, so full of beauty. I love my face. I love my face. What else do you see? Have you ever looked into your eyes before? Just your eyes. Look into your eyes. Allow yourself to get more and more comfortable just looking into your own eyes. If you're not in front of a mirror right now, feel your eyes. What do you see when looking into your eyes? Do you see the you inside your body gazing out through your eyes? Do you see you looking back at you? After a few minutes, you may notice that your surroundings become more and more blurred, and eventually you may see just your eyes and nothing else. Do you feel any energy or sensations around your eyes? Let your eyes soften. Feel the love in your eyes. With a soft, loving voice, say to yourself right now, I accept you. You are so safe with me. I love you. I love you. With even a softer, more loving voice, say to yourself, I accept you. You are so safe with me. I love you. I love you. I accept you. You are so safe with me. I love you. I love you. Every day this week, perhaps when you are brushing your teeth or combing your hair, please look into the mirror, gazing right into your eyes and say, that is the face of God. I accept you. You are so safe with me. I love you. I love you. I love you. As you do this day after day, you may notice different feelings. Share those feelings with each other. Each day, look into each of your family members' faces and say to yourself, that is the face of God. All our faces are the faces of God. All our faces are so beautiful, so full of beauty. I invite you to keep doing this until you really believe with all your heart and soul, until you really feel it in every cell of your being, that you and all of your family members are the beautiful faces of God. Do this with every face you see, grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, friends, and everyone else you see. Every time you see someone else's face, especially if you find your mind making some sort of comment about that face, like it's too fat or too thin or ugly or beautiful, say to yourself, that is the face of God. I love you. I accept you. She is my sister or he is my brother. You are so beautiful, so full of beauty. I invite you to do this with everything you see. Every living thing is a part of God. Extend the love you feel for yourself, the love you feel for your family, to God's entire world. When you look at your cat or dog, lovingly say to yourself, my dog or cat is a unique and beautiful expression of God. When you look at a tree or flower, lovingly say to yourself, that tree, that flower, is a unique and beautiful expression of God. When you look at a bird or hear a bird chirping, lovingly say to yourself, that bird is a unique and beautiful expression of God. That bird sings like God. God is singing to me. When you look at a river, a lake, a pond, or the ocean, lovingly say to yourself, that is God in the form of water. When you take a shower or bath, lovingly say to yourself, this water is God washing God's body, my body. My meditation teacher, Gurumayi Chidvilasananda, says, many times you think you don't have time to give love because you want to find the perfect time, the perfect gift, the perfect terminology or words, the perfect expression, the perfect body, the perfect everything. But with God's love, unconditional love, you don't really have to look for all these perfect settings. You can just give a little love at any time. Don't wait for the perfect environment. As soon as you feel love, give love. Giving love makes you feel great. Giving unconditional love, love for the sake of love and nothing else, makes you feel terrific. Unconditional love is when you do something for someone else without wanting anything back from them. You do it out of pure love. As a child, unconditional love is dancing or singing for someone out of pure joy. Unconditional love makes your heart sing. Unconditional love is when a child draws or paints a picture and gives it to someone. Unconditional love is when you no longer need things you have, and instead of holding on to them, you give them away. Are there any clothes in your closet that don't fit anymore, or you just don't wear? How about giving those away to someone who might really enjoy them? Or do you have toys that you don't really use anymore? Maybe someone else would use them. There are many children in this world that would love to have what you no longer need. Is there something else besides clothes or toys you would like to give away? When you give your love unconditionally, you'll also discover that you'll get things back you don't expect. Things flowing from the unconditional love of others. When we return from this next brief pause, we'll listen to a short story about having and sharing love. I'll also show you how to send your unconditional love to someone without giving them anything.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope your children and the child within you are ready to continue walking this path of unconditional love. In her book, The Children's Material, Bette Martin shares this short story entitled Love. Little lamb walked through the mist of the dream and came upon a lovely pond. Two swans began to swim toward him. "Hello, little lamb," said Mr. Swan. "I would like you to meet my new wife, whom I love very much." Mrs. Swan smiled sweetly at Little Lamb. "Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Swan," said Little Lamb. "You both seem very happy together." "Yes, we are happy," said the swans, "because we love each other." Little Lamb smiled at his friends and asked, "Can you tell me why you love each other?" Mr. Swan laughed and said, "That is easy. "It is because my wife is so pretty." And Mrs. Swan said, "It is because he is so handsome." "Then tell me," asked Little Lamb, "if your wife were to lose her beauty and your husband were to become ugly, would you still love each other?" The swans smiled at each other and said, "Yes, we would still love each other very much." "Then tell me again," asked Little Lamb, "why you love each other." Mr. Swan thought for a moment and said, "I know that if I need help, my wife will be there to help me, and that is why I love her." Mrs. Swan nodded her head to agree with her husband. Little Lamb asked, "If your wife could not be there when you needed her, would you still love her?" "Yes, I would love her even if she could not be there to help me." And Mrs. Swan smiled at her husband. "Then tell me again," asked Little Lamb, "why do you love each other?" Mr. Swan thought again and said, "She will be a good mother for our children." And Mrs. Swan said, "He will be a good father for our children." Little Lamb looked at his friends and asked, "What if you do not have any children? Will you still love each other?" The two swans looked at each other and said together, "Yes, we would still love each other very much. But tell us, Little Lamb, if we loved each other even though we were ugly, or could not help each other, or could not have children, then why would we love each other so much?" "You do not love because of any reason. Love is a precious gift given by God to all his children. When we feel God's love in us and around us, we can give that love to all our brothers and sisters. You have decided to feel and enjoy God's love together. Enjoy God's gift of love. Sharing is the nicest part of any present." And as Little Lamb waved goodbye, the two swans swam off happily. In his heart, Little Lamb could hear God's voice. "As long as my children remember the love which I give to each of them, then they shall always have love to give and share with each other." So are you ready to share your love with others? Before we do, let's fill ourselves with love. Let's really feel the radiant love we are so we can share it with others. Begin by standing with your feet shoulder width apart with a slight bend in your knees. Just feel yourself balanced and centered. Imagine your feet are the two bottom points of a radiant star. Your head is the top point of the star, and your hands are the other two points. You are a radiant star. Let's see how bright you can sparkle and shine. Focus your attention on the star tips at the soles or bottoms of your feet. Really feel your feet touching the ground. You have very powerful energy centers right there at the soles of your feet. They are like spinning wheels of energy. Most people can't see them, but you can sometimes feel them spinning. Under your left foot, your left star tip, imagine, visualize, and feel a sparkling silver ray of light. Imagine you are spinning this silvery light round and round. As you slowly breathe in now, imagine your breath is pulling this beautiful silvery spinning light up your leg to the bottom of your spine. If you don't know where that is, ask your parents. Exhale, making the sound ah. Let's do that again. As you slowly breathe in, imagine your breath is pulling this beautiful, silvery, spinning light up from the sole of your left foot, your left star tip, through your ankle, up your lower leg, up through your knee, up through your upper leg to the bottom of your spine, and then exhale. Ah. Now, under your right foot, or right star tip, imagine, visualize, and feel a sparkling golden ray of light. Imagine you are spinning this sparkly golden light round and round. As you slowly breathe in, imagine your breath is pulling this beautiful golden spinning light up your right leg to the bottom of your spine. Again, exhale, making the sound ah as you let your breath out. Let's do that one more time. Slowly breathing in, Imagine your breath is pulling this beautiful, sparkling, spinning, golden light up from the bottom of your right foot, through your ankle, up your lower leg, up through your knee, and up through your upper leg to the bottom of your spine. Let your breath out again with an ah. Okay, now let's do both rays of light at the same time, the sparkling silver white and the golden light. Feel the silver ray of light spinning at the bottom of your left foot and the sparkling golden ray of light spinning at the bottom of your right foot. As you slowly breathe in, imagine both rays moving up your lower legs, through your knees, and up your upper legs to the base of your spine. Let your breath out with the sound ah. Now, imagine, feel the sparkling silver and sparkling golden light coming together at the base of your spine in a divine dance. In a moment, they're going to twist and turn around each other and start to move up your spine in a divine twirling rainbow. Very slowly, breathe in and imagine or see with your mind's inner eye these two spirals of light twisting and turning up your spine like they're wrapping around it, coming up past your navel, past your stomach, past your heart, past your throat, past your eyes, right up into the upper star tip at the top or crown of your head. Exhale and see these two spirals of light twisting and turning right out the top of your head, where they keep dancing higher and higher, further and further, forever and ever. Now, open your arms out to the side. Hold your arms up as high as your shoulders. Your hands are your other star tips. Five star tips, two at the bottom of your feet, two at your hands, and one at the top of your head. Tilt your head, your top star tip, back just a little. Not all the way, just a little bit. Feel the sparkling silver and sparkling golden energy flowing from the star tips at your feet, up your spine, and straight out through the star tip at the crown of your head. Now imagine that the beautiful rainbow light you sent out the top of your head, streaking through space like a laser beam right to God, Jesus, Buddha, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Krishna, Muhammad, or your favorite divine being. See that light going directly to them. They get that light. They feel all of your love within their heart and soul, and they send a beautiful, bright, crystalline, emerald green beam of love back to you. See this love as a beautiful, bright, crystalline emerald light that goes right into the center of your heart. Feel this brilliant emerald crystalline green light shoot from your heart, out your arms, into the star tips in your hands, down your spine and into your legs and the star tips in your feet, and back up through your chest, throat, and head. Keep breathing and feeling this emerald green light from God or your favorite divine being swirling and mixing with your sparkling silver and sparkling golden light in every cell of your body. Feel the love you are vibrating in every cell of your body. Feel the love you are vibrating in every cell of your body. Love is the most powerful energy in all of creation. Love is the most powerful energy in all of creation. You are love. You are the most powerful energy in all of creation. You are the face of God. You are the radiant star body of God. Everyone else is love too. You know, when you send or give a birthday card to someone, you are really sending your love. Did you know you could send your love without a special card or special occasion? You can do it at any time using just your thoughts. all this love that we just felt in our body, you can send to others with just your thoughts. You can send your love to those you love and to those who may have hurt you in some way. Sometimes people forget they are love and say or do things that may be hurtful. That's when they really need love sent to them. You can send the love of your radiant star to them. You can serve them the best dessert they ever had, your love. Martin Luther King said, "Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle, Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love." When we return from the short pause we will be taking momentarily, we'll be sending the love of our radiant stars to people we love and to those who may need our love even more. This is something we can all do together, children and parents. In this moment, I'd like to let all parents, grandparents, and other serving children who are listening that many of the quotes, activities, and sharings in today's program can be found in the magical miracle of you. This is a multifaceted, enchanting self-empowerment program for children and families. It features a 196-page ebook, dozen fairy tales of the heart, the Disney-quality Power Animal Frolics Yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong DVD, 10 MP3 recordings, and a treasure chest of activities, games, exercises, and references. You can learn more about this at the Conscious Parenting website at educationofchildren.com. It's educationofchildren.com. During the pause, keep feeling the radiant love you are. Feel the silver, white, golden, and emerald energies radiating in your cells. Feel the love you are.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome back, everyone. Are you still feeling the energy of the radiant star you are? Let's make those feelings even stronger and send your unconditional pure love to someone else. You can do this at any time. With practice, it only takes a minute or so. Feel the love of your soul, your radiant star still glowing in your body, and place one or both of your hands over your heart. Thank your heart for beating by saying, "Thank you, heart. I love you." Imagine there is a beautiful, bright, golden candle flame glowing right in the center of your heart. You may even see or feel it. If you don't see or feel it, then pretend it is there. It really is there. Put all your love into this candle flame. Now, let your breath be like the knob on a stove that turns up the flame. As you breathe in and out, imagine that candle flame getting taller and taller. Your love is getting brighter and brighter with each breath. See this bright golden candle flame of your love growing taller and taller. See it going right up from your heart, right up through your chest, and right into your throat. See or imagine the candle flame getting taller and taller, rising right up through your mouth, your nose, and right up into the space between your eyes. As the flame of love in your heart touches the space between your eyes, it glows brighter and brighter, bigger and bigger, like a bonfire. Your love is growing brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger. You may even feel this love, this flame, pulsing, dancing in your forehead. Feel the glow of your heart flame radiating ever brighter. Feel your love radiating ever stronger. Feel the rays of love streaming from this golden flame into every cell of your body. Feel it glowing in your head, your throat, your arms, your hands, fingers, and thumbs, your back, your chest, your stomach, your pelvis, your legs and knees, your feet and toes. Feel your whole body glowing with your love. Now, let's send your pure, unconditional love glowing in your body to someone you know. Maybe your mom or dad, your brother or sister, your best friend, your grandma or grandpa. Decide whom you want to send this gift of love to. Picture them, see them in your mind, and see a golden flame of love in their heart. Now, feel the glow of your heart flame radiating ever brighter. Feel your love radiating ever stronger. Feel it filling your eyes. Feel your eyes as golden flames of love, love, love. Now pretend you are like the sun beaming rays of golden warmth and love to the earth. Beam the rays of golden love from your eyes to the golden flame of love in the heart of your loved one. Imagine their heart flame getting brighter and brighter as it is ignited with the love of your heart flame. Send this message from your heart to their heart by repeating after me. I am you and you are me. I love you. I honor your divinity. Know that you just helped someone you love remember their own love. It's that easy. They will get your loving message. Your loving energy will be felt by their soul, by their heart. Sergei Kahili King says, "We are all connected to everyone and everything in the universe. All thoughts, words, images, prayers, blessings, and deeds are listened to by all that is." Even though we are all connected on one level, we all have different things we enjoy. We all find it easier to be with some people more than others. Hawks and rabbits are beautiful animals, but they do not play with each other. Hawks will even fight each other over territory. As people, we sometimes get into arguments too. Sometimes what people say or do triggers, hurts inside us. These people and these situations need our unconditional love just as much, if not more, than our friends and family. Paramahansa Yogananda said, "To love those that love you is easy. To love those that love you not is not so simple. If you want to change anyone, set a better example. Show more kindness, more understanding, more love. That has a sure effect. To those who are not kind, show kindness. To those who are mean, show bigness of heart." Let's send our heart flames to someone you may not like right now, or had a fight with, or whom you may never wish to see again for one reason or another. And if you are so fortunate to not have anyone like this in your life, then send your love to someone who has forgotten they are love, like people who are mean or not kind to others. Remember, too, it's okay not to be friends with a person like this or someone who has wronged you. You can send them love, forgive whatever they may have done or said, and then move on with your life and be with the people who uplift and nurture you. Author Marcel Billinghurst said, "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is learning to be blind. To others' faults, it keeps no score. Love is learning much, much more. Love is learning to forgive, as Jesus taught us how to live. We are learning the meaning of love as given to us by God above. So once again, feel the love of your soul and place one or both of your hands over your heart. Imagine there is a beautiful, bright, golden flame glowing right in the center of your heart. Remember from a few minutes ago how bright and strong your heart flame is glowing? See this bright, golden candle flame of your love growing taller and taller. See it going right up from your heart, right up through your chest, through your throat, rising right up through your mouth, your nose, and right up into the space between your eyes. As the flame of love in your heart touches the space between your eyes, it glows brighter and brighter, bigger and bigger, like an immense bonfire. Feel the rays of love streaming from this golden flame into every cell of your body. Feel your whole body glowing with your love. Now, let's send this gift of your pure, unconditional love to that person you had difficulty with, or to people who are unkind or mean. Picture them, see them in your mind. Now, feel the glow of your heart flame radiating ever brighter. Feel your love radiating ever stronger. Feel it filling your eyes. Feel your eyes as golden flames of love, love, love. Beam the rays of golden love from your eyes to the golden flame of love in the heart of whoever you are sending this love to. Imagine their heart flame getting brighter and brighter as it is ignited with the love of your heart flame. Send this message from your heart to their heart, repeating after me, "I am you and you are me. I love you. I honor your divinity. I release you. I choose to be with people who nurture me. I choose to be with people who love me. Know that your love really touched the heart of someone who has forgotten that beneath whatever harmful actions they are doing or have done is a bright, beautiful heart and soul full of love. Everyone and everything truly has a magical spark of love inside them, just waiting to be kindled by unconditional love. Your unconditional love can be the spark that lights their love." In the fairy tale of the heart titled Hide and Go Seek, Blissberry Bear says, "Just like fire hides in wood, trees hide in seeds, butterflies hide in caterpillars, pearls hide in oysters, and electricity hides in wires, love hides in human beings. Every human heart contains love. Sometimes, however, that love is hidden, hidden under masks of fear, anger, greed, or jealousy. And that, children, is where and when the real fun of hide-and-go-seek begins. There is love in every human heart. The game is for you to find it and see it at all times, in all places, in all people. See the love in everyone, no matter what they look like, what they're doing, what they're not doing, what they're saying, or what they're not saying. It's really there. Look for it. And never forget that love exists in your heart too. And since your heart is always with you, you always have love closer than the tip of your nose. When everything else appears to be going wrong or crazy in your life, you can go within your own heart for love and comfort. It's always there. Love cannot hide forever. It must blaze like a fire, sprout like a seed, fly like a butterfly, purr like a kitten, shine like a diamond, sing like a nightingale, unfold like the peacock's tail, and dance like moonshine on the ripples of a lake. If you would like to read all of Blissberry Bear's Hide and Go Seek, along with other fairy tales of the heart, you can visit fairytalesforchildren.com. Thank you for devoting some of your precious time to being with us. I'd like to leave you with this quote from another divine soul, Michael Jackson. Let us dream of tomorrow where we can truly love from the soul and know love as the ultimate truth at the heart of all of creation. And I know with the wonders of loving our children, ourselves, and everyone else unconditionally, we can make Michael's dream of tomorrow the reality of today and every day. Please join me next Monday here on Om Times Radio. Invite your friends and family as we explore living in and as love, peace, and bliss. May you live a life of unconditional love, everything, reflecting that unconditional love back to you.